When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show 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 with the three amigos. Hot me Crowder and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hot Man can't stop from each other, Deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We repping to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We repping for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We repping for the crew, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
welcome to the show. That is our guy, Georgie. Always tell you, follow Georgie on social media. Georgie Music, JORGMUZIK, Georgie Music on social media. He does our theme song at the top of the hour, 2 p.m. So, got a loaded potato for you today. Marlins, they won again last night, which is fun. They're scoring runs still. Dolphins join practice. They play tomorrow. Dolphins football tomorrow. Alert! Alert! Dolphins football tomorrow. That'll be on CBS4 if you want to watch it. And we'll have our own Game Day Uncensored beginning at 5 p.m. tomorrow. Got the NBA schedule getting released in less than an hour. The full NBA schedule. Today is National Filet Mignon Day. It's also the anniversary of the release of Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which has some memorable scenes. Certainly Phoebe Cates at the pool is one of them.
That was a girl?
I mean, not just a girl. The girl.
We have different type.
And today is... As we've done for every day this week, we have another pair of tickets for Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson coming to the I Think Financial Amphitheater August 20th. Today, we will give away the tickets at 3:40 this afternoon. Did you see last night Darren Waller signed a contract with the Carolina Panthers? I thought that was like a one-and-done, Dolphins-only situation. Now he's doing it again with the Panthers, like right before preseason starts, too.
Please give me some over-unders on his stats because I'm taking all the unders.
Well, remember he had a couple of games for us where he looked like the greatest tight end in the history of sport. Like, wasn't it the first game that he was active?
It was. It was the first game.
He had like 40 touchdowns in one game.
Yeah, he had 40 touchdowns. He broke the NFL record all time. He had two touchdowns in that game.
Yep. And then he was hurt for the remainder of the season.
Big target for your guy there, Solana.
Bryce Young? The Bryce is right, baby. Let's go.
Bryce is right.
He loves that Bryce Young. I just saw on ESPN, what were they saying there, that Fernando Mendoza is going to get a ton of playing time in preseason game one, they said?
Yep.
All right.
And he should.
Makes sense.
Yep. Raiders play tonight, by the way.
I don't believe in him. Y'all,
oh, they play
tonight. Y'all know I don't believe in him, so I can't wait to watch him play.
I mean, yeah, I know what you're saying, but the dude was hoisting a natty by the end of the season, so it's hard.
I went through it. I can go find my notes. He was throwing for less than 200 yards in every playoff game. He managed games. He wasn't changing games.
But sometimes that's all you need. I mean, honestly.
With the Raiders?
Sometimes. No. The Raiders aren't going to be good regardless, but sometimes to have success as an NFL quarterback, you don't need to be the guy who carries the entire load. Like, if you can put a good team around a quarterback who is a really good game manager, like, that's probably, like, the burden that a lot of coaches, it's like, if I don't have a great quarterback, can I find a really good game manager? Someone who's not going to make mistake after mistake after mistake. Someone who's going to gain some yardage if we need some yardage. We saw him put his head down, get a touchdown when he needed to. So he might be exactly the recipe for success in the NFL. I don't know.
I was up this morning at about 5:40 a.m. Allegedly, my stomach was bad because I ate cheese dip at about 1:30 in the morning.
Well,
in
it can't
bed.
Be allegedly. You're the only one who knows. So if you're reporting it, it's not allegedly.
And I woke up. Have you seen Man in the Arena, Tom Brady?
Nah.
It tells a story about him taking Drew Bledsoe's job and all that stuff. And everybody says it. That first Super Bowl, he was like, I didn't do anything. Like, the defense was amazing. Like, I just went out there and just tried not to
just
mess up.
Just don't make mistakes.
Yeah. But that's not impressive to me. If that was his only Super Bowl, he wouldn't be the greatest of all time.
Oh, listen,
Tom has to carry some teams.
But we're not. You can't compare Fernando Mendoza to Tom Brady. You have to have some sort of level of comparison that would be fair to him. Can't compare him to the greatest quarterback of all time.
I want Fernando Mendoza to throw for over 200 yards. I think that's a decent bar.
But I don't think you'll see a shortage of that. I mean, if he's got receivers, I don't think you're kind of making him sound like he's Tim Tebow, and I don't think he's that either.
We'll see. I didn't believe, but I believed in people that haven't. I thought Kyler Murray was going to kill it, and he did not kill it. So, I've been wrong in the past, but I don't believe in Mendoza.
I've said the entire NFL season for me really is quarterback storylines. Kyler Murray is one of them. Fernando Mendoza is one of them. Malik Willis, obviously, is one of them for us. Patrick Mahomes is one of them. Like, Drake May, to me, is a big storyline. Like, does that guy build on what happened last season and look better, or does he regress?
All those third-year quarterbacks, Drake May, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, they had a roster coming out in that year 3 years ago. Do we really know what any of those guys are? I believe in Caleb Williams, but is it Ben Johnson or Caleb Williams? Like, we have to figure that out.
Caleb Williams is going to be interesting. That one's going to be, because they end up having great success last season. 6 fourth quarter wins, I think I saw, was the stat last year, like most in the NFL. Like, you can't, like, that's not a winning recipe. You've got to be able to get a lead, hold a lead, and keep the lead by the end of the game more than just making miraculous comebacks.
But wasn't Bo Nix the same way? Bo Nix would have 82 yards passing until the fourth quarter and then go for 280 in the fourth quarter.
I heard this stat because we were talking about the Broncos and how boring they kind of were last year. I heard this stat from, I think it was Colin Coward. The Broncos trailed in 15 games last season.
Wild.
They won 14 of those 15.
That's
which
wild.
Has never happened before in the NFL. I believe the average when you trail in 15 games is you end up winning 4. They won 14 of the 15.
Not sustainable. Yes. Crazy storylines, because Bo Nix is one of them. Joe Burrow's another storyline. Josh Allen's probably a storyline as well.
for sure. Every year.
They have to win a Super Bowl.
Have to win a Super Bowl.
And in this AFC, that's not just easy. It's very difficult.
Yeah, but they fire their head coach. It's Joe Brady running the show there now. I could see a situation where the Bills, I mean, regress. I don't know. Like, they don't win the Super Bowl this year. Well, it's year one of a new regime. Like, I could see that playing out. It doesn't matter in Buffalo, right? Because they're not trading Josh Allen. They're not moving off of Josh Allen.
He will be a Bill for as long as he wants to be.
The big question was, how long does Sean McDermott get to skate over there without winning a Super Bowl? And we found out.
Last year
was the year they move forward. Like, what's next? They fired Joe Brady? Fine. But Josh Allen's not going anywhere.
Lamar Jackson.
They fired Joe Brady and hire another quarterback coach in the system. Like, they didn't change anything. They fired one man.
You got to do something, though. Like, at some point, it's like, all right, like Solana said, you're not moving off Josh Allen. You're not going, he's the problem, but there is something that's keeping us from winning a Super Bowl with ostensibly the best quarterback in the league and an unbelievable offense. Get a new coach. Like, there's not many things you can do.
That it might be a man by the name of Patrick Mahomes.
Well, last season, obviously, was the season that they could have capitalized on.
Yes.
That.
Yeah. Yes.
The pressure is on Josh Allen. Like, forget Joe Brady, forget the coach. The reality is Josh Allen is facing a situation where he's going to go down as one of the greatest quarterbacks of this era.
Well, it's a Dan Marino situation.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does he want to avoid being Dan Marino?
Yeah.
That's it.
You got the Tua storyline this season. Who plays tonight? Just about everybody?
No. Games are pretty much split. You've got the Bengals and the Lions at 7. Steelers and Packers at 7.
Oh, I bet tonight for the Lions, will we see the Pastronaut?
The Pastronaut. We will see the Pastronaut.
Because he just got there.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
We should have played the NFL quiz today to get ready for the backups.
Yeah. I'll get you in a week or two.
Okay. But I'm going to be all caught up. I'm going to watch all these preseason games.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
I am not.
Is that so?
Little season prep.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, let's do headlines. Gino Toretta, he's going to join us this hour. Jim Larinaga, he's going to join us for an entire hour starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, their lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVW.com.
Oh, sorry. I was just watching a video finishing up here. Skip Bayless talking about premarital sex, his thoughts on it.
I saw that, but that's with his wife, Ernestine.
Oh, Ernestine as well. Yeah. Is that supposed to make me feel differently about that video?
I find it so funny. He does a podcast with Ernestine, and they just talk about...
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait. Am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
stuff you would never want to talk about to open yourself up to people commenting on what you believe about premarital sex. Like, he is such an odd bird. I don't. And now he's dragging poor Ernestine along with him down this road.
she needs a nickname.
It's funny because when you hear Ernestine, I mean, you picture 900-year-old woman. They haven't made an Ernestine since 1913.
I was going to say, there's not many Ernestines out
I mean,
there.
When's the last time someone said, she looks like an Ernestine? But he used to always talk about her, and you didn't even know if she really existed. You know, he would always talk about Ernestine, but it was very easy to remember his wife's name because it was Ernestine. All of a sudden, he's doing podcasts with Ernestine, but it's just them sitting on a couch, and they talk about, I mean, really controversial issues that I wouldn't talk about alone, certainly wouldn't drag my wife into it.
I don't want to, because every topic gets visually, gets manifested in your mind. I don't want Ernestine and Skip in my mind of having premarital sex.
Also, is there really an opposite side to premarital sex still in 2026?
Yes.
Really?
Non-premarital sex is the other side.
No, what I'm saying is, are there people caping up for that still in 2026?
The church.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they kind of give you a wink.
Yes, the
they give you a wink and a nod. They know.
You think the pastor's saying, oh, y'all like each other, huh? Yeah. Man, go crazy.
They're passing out the wafers and condoms if you look deeper in the bucket. look deeper in the basket, Jimmy, next time you're at the church.
I went to a – Jimmy, I cannot believe you opened up your mic for this segment, by the way. I went to private Catholic high school, Hawk. And this is a big topic, man. Huge topic.
It's always been a big topic, but it's 2026. Like, I mean, I'm not even joking. This is not political. The notion of a president having a child from more than one woman would have been disqualifying. I mean, literally just that would have been disqualifying. Donald Trump has children from three different women. So I just think we're on such a different place when it comes to sex and marriage and the church. People don't even get married as much anymore. I would imagine marriage rates are down because young people don't get married as much as they used to. So I just thought that premarital sex, like I would, like unless you're of the cloth, like unless you're delivering that opinion, you know, where like looking like a priest, I have a tough time believing. I didn't watch Skip Bayless and Ernestine. I have a tough time believing that he is telling people to wait until marriage.
It's probably easy not to have sex with Skip.
Skip's a good looking dude. And he's cut.
Hawk.
He is. I mean, he's in his 70s.
He is cut.
Oh, he looks good for 70.
Yeah.
It's crazy how things change so fast because when I got married, I got married in 11. April 23rd, 2011. I was a virgin.
Yeah, me too on my wedding night.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it.
I was going to say
it. Me too.
I think it's beautiful to wait. I'm waiting.
Yeah.
February 20th. Be beautiful. It's a sanctimony, man.
I mean, how good could it feel?
You're waiting by lack of options.
Sanctimonious. Very sanctimonious.
I don't think that's the right word.
I don't know. It just sounded good.
Mm-mm.
Well,
sanctimonious.
That's our segment on premarital sex.
Oh, sanctimonious is an adjective that describes someone who acts as if they are morally or religiously better, purer, or wiser than other people.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
None of those hit on you, Solana.
Well, speaking of premarital sex, Deshaun Watson is going to start for the Browns preseason opener, not Shedeur Sanders.
Did you see the pass Shedeur Sanders threw yesterday? Did anyone see this?
Yes.
Terrible.
Just look on Twitter for worst pass in the history of the NFL. You can't, like, it had to have been tipped or something. There's no way that just came out of an NFL quarterback's hand. I'll see if I can find it for you.
I've got it. I have it saved. There's been some real stinkers. Jalen Hurts looking tough right now without A.J. Brown. And I saw Geno Smith throw a pass that was basically to a linebacker. I mean, Crowder, you would have had at least two interceptions had you played against Geno Smith in your career a couple more times.
Did you see the Shadur pass there? Did you find
that,
it?
Yeah, that was... It was hot, sweaty hands, something happened.
There had to be like a wind gust, something. His finger fell off. Something happened.
Yeah, something had to happen.
Anything else? Because I told Gino, you got to be ready at 2:25, and he said, you told me that last week, and I wasn't on until 2:33.
Pirates are beating the Marlins. 2-0 right now. Bottom of the fifth, zero outs. And right now batting, Mr. Marwin.
Ah, Griffin Conine.
Yesterday, Inter-Miami was eliminated from League's Cup. They lost 3-2 to Leon. We did get to see Leo Messi playing his first game back since the passing of his father. An emotional return to the pitch for Leo Messi. And there are a bunch of preseason games tonight. In less than an hour, we find out the full NBA schedule coming up at 3 o'clock.
All right.
Your weather in South Florida right now, 94 degrees. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the low 80s, maybe upper 70s in some parts of South Florida. That weather report is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Beat the storm. Schedule your free roof and window estimate today. Call 954-968-8155.
All right, Gino Toretta is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk some Canes football, college football with him, so do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Have you enjoyed today's show from whatever you've heard?
No.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
We will get to the great Gabagool here in 1 minute. First, want to remind everybody, Odyssey and our sister station Kiss Country present Stars and Strings November at Hard Rock Live. And it features Lee Bryce, Kane Brown, Brantley Gilbert, Brandon Lake, and Stephen Wilson Jr. We've got a chance for you to win tickets. The code word today is drummer. Code word is drummer. Text it to 20357. Text drummer to 20357, and you are entered in the contest. If you want more info, go to WQAM.com. It is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. Gino Toretta, the great Gabagool, the big tortellini, the Heisman Trophy winner. He joins us on Thursdays to talk football, and you'll hear Gino all season long on Touchdown Radio as well. His first broadcast is September 5th, UCLA and Cal. Canes, of course, open their season Friday, September 4th at Stanford, and Gino is brought to us each week by the Plumbers Local 519. Local 519 members are proud supporters of South Florida, the Miami Hurricanes, and the community. For more than a century, Local 519 has been protecting the health of our communities while building South Florida. So if you're ready to build a career you can be proud of, join the next generation of skilled union professionals at UA Plumbers Local 519. What's up, Big Tortellini? You got CNBC on behind you.
I might have to sneak over to the Kane Stanford game. That's just in the South Bay. I'll be over in the East Bay.
I feel like that was part of your planning when you chose the UCLA Cal game.
No, it was more to go see my mom.
Well, I know you do a bunch of West Coast games because you want to get back home, but fortuitously.
It was more to see my mom. It's a 10:30 time slot, so there's not a lot of live Hawkman and Crowder and Solana programming at that point in time. So maybe QAM will take the game. And I, to be honest, Hawk, I knew Miami played on an off day that weekend. And I just kind of didn't put it together that they're playing
perfectly. Works out perfectly. Yeah. What do you think? Yeah. I was reading something, and I know this is so early because the stuff like the Heisman hopefuls before the season start oftentimes never pan out. But I was reading an article on CanesWarning.com, and they were making a case for several Hurricanes as possible Heisman candidates. Three of them were Mark Fletcher, Malachi Toney, and of course Darian Mensah. Do you have, I know you're a Heisman winner, Heisman voter, do you have early thoughts on, like, who you're targeting as potential Heisman winners?
No, I mean, to be honest with you, I don't really even think about it until maybe the end of October. And then what I'll kind of do is group quarterbacks together, wideouts, defensive players. I'll group them together and then say, okay, of the best wide receivers – versus the best quarterbacks, who has performed the best in big games, and then put together my list. I mean, a lot of times who I vote for is not, you know, what the three or four that come to New York, because I more vote with my eyes on, hey, if I'm at, you know, a Michigan Ohio State game and a Michigan guy balls out, then you know what, he's up for it. He had the pressure on. And he performed. But, I would say this. Those three guys in Miami, yes, they are all, you know, could have great seasons. I would say this. If one of them has that season, if Fletcher has the season to win the Heisman, Darian Mensah is not going to be in the discussion for the Heisman. I mean, it's just there's not enough footballs to go around. There's not enough offense. You can't have a running back 1,500 yards, 2,000 yards, and then have a quarterback throw for 3,500 to 4,000. It's just not possible. If Fletcher has a game, it probably takes Malachi Toney out of it, unless maybe he returns three punts or kickoffs for a touchdown. So, you know, that's just knowing football. But of all those guys, can they put together a season? I'm sure they could. They're all that talented. And you're right. Like people saying, well, this is who's going to win the Heisman now. I mean, that's like last year. What was it? 12 teams. And the top 15 lost in like week one last year. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, the rankings don't mean anything. Who's the Heisman front runner right now? You want to be the Heisman front runner? The ballots are sent in the first week of December. That's when you want to be the front runner.
And you know, with having a vote, with being a prior Heisman and having that vote, like I think Bain is better at defensive end than Fernando Mendoza was at quarterback. But then is it impact? Like, there's so many things that go into it. When there's a committee, now you're talking about it where it's a la carte, it's guy to guy, where they're not looking at it like that. And, like, how do you – like you're saying, you look at the receivers, look at the quarterbacks. Jeremiah Smith is better at receiver than probably every quarterback is at quarterback in the nation.
Right. Well, look at Ndamukong Suh. I mean, you played with him. I mean, like, he was dominant. I mean, he almost single-handedly won the Big 12 championship game. That was right before voting, and he almost won the Heisman because he had a great year, and then he was just a home wrecker in the conference championship game. People think it's very easy to vote for the Heisman, and I would say this. Our ballot is it's six lines. It's name, blank line, school, blank line. 1, 2, 3. You think that makes it easy. It's not easy because it's not, hey, you got to pick the best. You got to pick the top quarterback. You got to pick the top receiver. It's, in my eyes, who is the most outstanding player. And that's why I said, like, I can remember, heck, I think you might have been in school still. I remember voting for Glenn Dorsey because I remember watching him play. And I'm like, I saw him play like two or three times in person. There wasn't a single person that could block him. He was Warren Sapp dominant inside. and he was unbelievable. So, but that's me, and that's where I don't necessarily go by watching the stuff on TV. Well, this is who's going to win. Whoever wins, they're, you know, great addition to our fraternity. But I don't vote on based on who I think's going to win. I vote on who I think I've seen is the most outstanding player in college football. And I don't really care if that's a defensive guy, a return guy, or multi-side guy like Travis Hunter. I mean, that's just kind of how I look at it. And I know not everybody does that, because I think some people think – I want to say I voted for the Heisman Trophy winner.
Right, I want to get it right.
People are like, "Who'd you vote for?" I'm like, to be honest, I don't even know, and I'm not going to tell you anyway, because right. Like, I don't want, if I didn't vote for the winner, I don't want him to think, "Hey, man, why did you vote for me?"
So. I'm looking at the results of your Heisman race, 1992. Do you know who Geno beat, Crowder, Solana?
I do not.
Some bum.
Two average running backs.
Some bum.
Maybe I would say this. Let me put it to you this way, Crowder. Probably the best running back receiver the NFL's ever seen. Combo.
Running.
Wow.
And receiver.
I don't know. What,
Marshall Faulk.
I was going to say Faulk.
You beat Faulk?
Falk was two, and Garrison Hurst was three.
Yeah.
I think I'm trying to think who was four.
Florida State.
Brooks was up there for
Notre
Dame.
He was fifth. Reggie Brooks was fifth. It was an FSU Bettis guy.
Was somewhere
FSU
up there.
Guy
heck,
in fourth.
Heck, Michael Barrow was in the top
fourth
ten.
Fourth was Marvin Jones from FSU.
Marvin Jones.
Yeah. Wow.
So Geno ended up with 310 first-place votes. Marshall Faulk got 164. First place votes,
huh. and that's where we're both having great seasons. He got hurt. He missed the last two games. He missed a game. We played against them the very last game of the year. It was supposed to be, you know, whoever performed in that game. Hey, had the, you know, final feather in the cap before the Heisman, and he didn't get a chance.
Did you go into the season as a Heisman hopeful? Were you talked about before the season started?
No, not at all. Did I think? Listen, I thought we won the championship in '91. I wasn't even the preseason All-American quarterback going into 92, and I'm like, well, isn't the goal to win the game? Like Marvin Lewis, the goal is to win the game. And then probably after we played Arizona, who was top five defensively, Penn State and Florida State all in a row. And I remember at that point people saying nationally in the papers and the media – was if they can get through that stretch, it'll be because I had good games and I led us to victory and I'd have a chance at that point in time. I can remember that. I thought I had a chance after 91 where I'm like going, we're going to win them all again. I'm going to be the quarterback. I'm going to be the one putting up numbers, and I think I'll have a chance. But you don't know, because there's 900 people that vote. Like, people get mad at a kid. You know, and people are like, oh, you shouldn't have won. I'm like, okay, I didn't vote. And I'm not one of those 900 people that voted for me. Yeah. So you know what? Talk to them.
Was there a moment, Geno?
Let me shout out my trophy here.
Was there a moment, Geno? Was there a moment in '92 when you were like, "Oh yeah, I got these boys"?
No. The only thing, because listen, Marshall and I and Garrison had an unbelievable year at Georgia. And there really wasn't, I remember Corso, you know, saying, "Hey, I think Toretta's going to win." I mean, that I'm sure that helped, but no, there wasn't a time where, until they opened that envelope and said my name, you don't know, and
you didn't walk into that room thinking I'm the front runner and I'm coming out of here with this trophy.
I will tell you this. So I barely made it there. I was in Kentucky the night before for the Johnny Unitas Award. There was an ice storm in New York. I flew out at like 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning. Got there, no hot water in the DAC, old building. Took a freezing cold shower, ran downstairs, and in the 13th floor. And the USA Today, that was back when they – remember it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday paper.
Yeah.
So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it said I was going to win. It was like, here's the front runner. They had interviewed people and this. So I had that, or at least that was out there. So I took out an index card, I don't know, probably Friday, and wrote like some notes. If I win, I want to make sure I thank these people. We sat there. NBC was doing the telecast. O.J. Simpson was one of the hosts of the show. And the Dolphins-Bills game in Buffalo, Marino and Kelly, went overtime. So it was live, but we couldn't go on.
You're
until
just
their
waiting
game was
and
over.
Waiting
so
and
like,
waiting.
Like, not only you're nervous, like, I walk in, I have no idea. You don't know if you're going to win. I'm the last person, like, to walk in the Heisman room, and it's the three of us on stage. And, you know, we're sitting there talking, and I had obviously met the guys before, and Garrison, I'm like at the end. Garrison was in the middle and Marshall was on the other end. And Garrison goes, well, what are you doing after this? And I said, well, what do you mean? What am I doing after this? I'm like, I go, what if you win? You don't have a speech? I go, I got a speech. He goes, you have a speech? I go, yeah. I'm like, I'm preparing that I won. If I don't, then I'm throwing it away. I you know?
And, like Garrison Hearst was just planning on going to Applebee's or something if anybody wanted to go.
Yeah, I was like, it was almost like, hey, do you want to go out in New York City after this? And I'm like going, dude, I don't even know. I just got here.
I think I might have media. I think I might have media to do. I don't think I can go sightseeing.
I'm like, did you read the paper?
I might have a chance.
Exactly. So they're saying there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah. But then the game comes back. You know, it was just crazy. I was watching Marino and Kelly, and they're in the snow, and we're waiting. And that was as soon as the game was over, they come live. You know, here's NBC coming in live. And they do a half-hour show, and until they open that envelope, nobody in that room knew.
When you heard your name, when they said, and the Heisman Trophy goes to this year, and you heard your name, like, did you have that, you know, moment where people talk about that all the work I put in, it all came to fruition in this moment, all the early mornings and the late nights and the watching what I eat when all my friends were eating pizzas and...
I don't know if it's relief, like that it's over and you won. And all I remember is my mom screamed like audibly, like something was going down and wrong. You know, and I got up and I shook Garrison's hand, shook Marshall's hand, and went up there and kind of at that point, it's just like a blur. I mean, think about it. You're a 20-some-year-old kid, and you're just you want something that's, you know, forever going to be with you.
I mean, change your life. That changed your life. You can never take away, I'm a Heisman Trophy winner. You know, that's like, 100%. I mean, the pinnacle, right? The best college football player.
Hawk, the whole weekend, the other winners are like, you don't realize what you've done now. You will. You know, and it's like as you go through, you know, the seasons and, you know, you're 10 years after and 15 and 25 years after and you're still, you know, talked about it. Yeah, it's just, you know, you're part of history. I mean, I have so many great memories being up there, whether it's seeing my daughter sit next to Earl Campbell when he couldn't get on the stage and she was probably 5 or 6, somewhere in there. Had her American Girl doll. She's telling Earl Campbell and showing him like her doll, like on the TV show. And I'm sitting there just watching her smiling, you know, and being, I remember one year, like the Raiders, obviously growing up the West Coast, the Raiders were like, you know, they were successful. They were awesome. And like Mark Salas was a star. And I remember like seeing him, and Marcus isn't there every year in New York. And I just, hey, Marcus, how you doing? It's Gino. And he looked at me like, and he was like, I know who you are. And I'm like, man, you know what I mean? I'm like, you know, I don't know. I'm just, you know.
But like wild. Yeah, Marcus Allen knows who I am. Like that's.
Just like, I'm like, yeah, but Marcus, I haven't seen you in probably 4 or 5 years. I don't know. You know, I just kind of do that. But yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, Gino, we see you on the TV commercials.
The Heisman House.
I didn't get picked this year. I don't get to cash some checks.
You didn't get put in the Heisman House?
No. You know, it's right up my alley.
No. I will tell you this, Channing. That's why you got to join the union. Whether it's the 519, the Plumbers, the Screen Actors Guild, because them extra envelopes coming in the mail, I was like, what are these from? Those are union checks. Yeah,
union's working for you.
I learned how to take pictures of checks now on your phone and cash them. It's amazing.
You're like those kids. Like, if I give my daughter cash, she's like, what am I going to do with this? I'm like, you use it.
You don't still go to go to the bank branch, Gino, to cash a check.
I went today. I went to the drive-thru because I had my $287 check from all the number 13 Toretta Heisman jerseys that were sold last year. I got $287, so I went to the bank and I cashed it. Yes.
Yeah, let's get to talk to the teller, human interaction.
My account number. I write it on top. I said my account number is right at the top of that check. Put deposit only on the back, and I go in there and physically cash a check.
Yes. Who the hell's buying a number 13 Toretta jersey in 2025 and 26?
Bro, they made Heisman jerseys for all of us.
But people are buying yours?
Yeah, they have them at Dick's Sporting Goods down the street. You know,
he's a hater, Gino. Don't answer his questions, Gino. I need some more to this story, Gino. So
what's up?
Did you and Garrison Hurst go out and give out some big tortellini that night? What happened after you won the
great gabagool? That was
a blur. There was so much media at that point in time, and then I definitely drank some Cold Coors Lights. I know that.
You've got to be the toast of the town, right? When you win the Heisman Trophy, and you've got all the previous Heisman Trophy winners who are there. And they're welcome.
I mean, town. There was 6 inches of ice on every car outside. It was like an apocalyptic scene when I got to New York. I was like, what is an ice storm? And you're like, cars are like solid ice cube over the top of them. So yeah, it was.
He's part of a fraternity that literally lets one person in per year. I mean, that's really like, you think of Masters, you think of Super Bowl MVP, right? Like, it has to be just one person every year.
You know what it is? It's like you're part of history, but you had that magical season and things worked. Like, you know, listen, I wasn't a front runner at the start of the season. And I'm sure a lot of the guys, Mark Ingram, I know he wasn't a front runner when he started the season at Alabama. I mean, you know, so there's lots of guys, you're not the front runner. And there are so many things, I would say, like not in a winner's control, where it's just like, yeah, you can have a great, I mean, Cam Ward had a great, the best season a UM quarterback could have and has ever had. But other things and a couple more victories he didn't have, so that everything didn't come together. So I think there are so many things that come together for each of us, and we've all won the award when we're, I'll take Wanky out of it, we're all 21 to 23 years old, or 20 to 23 years old.
What wild, I love talking about that stuff. Gino Toretta, but we're out of time, but Solana has a joke. Go ahead, Solana, before we have to wrap things up.
You ready for this one, Gino?
Yeah, I am. By the way, you know what? You got to work on that camera angle. It's not good. It's like I'm looking like right at the top of your forehead. And
you can't miss his forehead.
I know. That's why I'm like, oh, my.
Boy, hey, he's getting torched for the forehead on the chat today. And Jim Larinaga, he's already signed in. He goes after him on the forehead.
Do you live in Miami or do you not see the sun? Like, back that up. Like, I'll send you some self-tanner and put it on your face. I mean, you are Latin, right?
Gino, do you see your own forehead on the camera? Because your forehead is significantly bigger than me. I mean,
I know, but I don't put the camera angle like this. Like, seriously? I know you don't, But it looks like, and Hawk will remember this, the spray hair paint. It looks like you got spray hair
paint.
It's
just bad lighting, Gino. It's bad. We have bad lighting.
Your face is so white. And your hair is so dark.
You're the white Carlos Boozer. Now kill him with a joke, Solana. Like he just completely undercut you.
By the way, I was in the studio on Monday. I didn't see any of you there.
I'm not even mad because the whole segment, all I was thinking was, how the hell did this bum beat Marshall Faulk for the Heisman?
Hey, Gino. Hey, Solana, you ain't the first, and you ain't gonna be the last.
Gino, why couldn't the pasta unlock the door?
Because it didn't have the key.
Gnocchis.
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi. That's a great joke.
I have a book here.
Come on, Gino. Don't be upsetty. Eat some spaghetti, brother. Hey, come on.
That's in my dad jokes book.
That's a great joke. Gnocchi. That is a great joke.
ZD, what I did there?
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, he joins us on Thursdays, courtesy of our friends at the Plumbers Local 519. If you're graduating high school or changing careers or know someone looking for a future with purpose, excellent training, and real opportunity, now is the time to take a serious look at UA Plumbers Local 519. Thank you, Gino. That was fun.
That is an excellent fade you got, Solana, though. I like it. High and tight.
High and tight. High and tight. We'll talk to you next week, Gino. We'll talk to you next week. There you go. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Woke up this morning, got me some gabagool. Then I woke up the next day and got some gabagool.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.